Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Always Be Closing. The third Broadway revival of David Mamet's Glengarry Glen Ross will play the Palace Theater. As previously announced, the show will star Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, and Bill Burr as Richard Roma, Shelley Levine, and Dave Moss, respectively. They will be joined by Michael McKean, Donald Weber Jr., Howard W. Overshone, and James Pierucello. Patrick Marber will direct. The last time the Palace hosted a play? You'd have to go all the way back to 1981. Previews for Glengarry Glen Ross begin on March 10th, with a March 31st opening currently scheduled. The limited engagement will conclude on May 31st. Tickets will go on sale to the public Thursday, December 12th. Visit glengarryonbroadway.com. In casting news, Andy Carl is joining Moulin Rouge as the next Duke of Monroth. The Olivier winner and three-time Tony nominee will temporarily replace David Harris, who has been cast in Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends in the spring. Carl can currently be seen off-Broadway as Pastor Bill O'Keefe in Teeth. His last Broadway appearance was in the 2022 revival of Into the Woods. Harris is set to depart Moulin Rouge for now on January 26th. Carl's run will be from January 28th until July 20th, after which Harris will return as the Duke starting July 22nd. Also playing her final performance on January 26th is Sophie Carmen Jones, the current Nini. Replacing her starting January 28th will be Samantha Dottemade, who originated the role in the Australian Company. This marks her Broadway debut. Moulin Rouge continues at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. And The Lion King welcomes a new Rafiki to the Pride Lands starting tonight. Nutsepa Pitjeng Molabatsi will temporarily replace longtime cast member Shidi Manye, who is expected to return to the Disney smash hit next summer. Pitjeng Molabatsi initially performed in a 2000 Toronto production of The Lion King and has also been a part of the show in Las Vegas, Brazil, China, the UK, and France. This is her Broadway debut. The Lion King runs at the Minskoff Theater. This week, O Mary is celebrating the 206th birthday of its inspirational historical figure, Mary Todd Lincoln, with a special giveaway. For the evening performance on Friday, December 13th, there will be an in-person lottery that day at the Lyceum Theater for $5 balcony seats. Appropriately, 206 seats will be up for the taking. Free entries will be accepted from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. that day, with winners being drawn shortly after. Winners must be present at the time of the drawing and are entitled to purchase up to 2 tickets per person. O Mary runs on Broadway, now newly extended, through June 28th. At this afternoon's Red Bucket Follies variety show, the culmination of 6 weeks of fall fundraising for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, it was announced that 53 Broadway, off-Broadway, and national touring productions combined to raise a grand total of $5,320,146, the highest total for the event since theaters reopened after the COVID shutdown. Congratulations to all involved, and to theatergoers around the country for making a difference. Fundraising will return in the spring. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, December 8th. The theater district settled down just a little bit from the euphoric highs of Thanksgiving week and did not experience too big a drop at just 9%. A total of over $42 million was accumulated, and in an encouraging report, attendance figures slipped just 1% from the holiday week. 2 big-budget musicals played their final performances on Sunday. Water for Elephants struck the tent at the Imperial Theater, but not before grossing just over $957,000 in its last week. Meanwhile, Tammy Faye closed with a whimper over at the Palace, taking in only $371,000 at a measly 47% capacity. Death Becomes Her saw its highest weekly gross so far at the L'Enfantin. The musical comedy grossed just over 1,366,000 to 99% capacity audiences. Suffs cracked 7 figures for the first time in its Broadway run as it prepares to play its final performance on January 5th at the Music Box. New plays Cult of Love and Eureka Day, both currently in previews, saw slight increases in their box office at the Helen Hayes and Samuel J. Friedman, respectively. And this week's sellouts were The Outsiders, Oh Mary, and once again, Wicked. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.